Father, we give you all the thanks in the name of your Son, Jesus, today. Grateful that you brought us to a place where we can freely worship you. God, help us to be a grateful people. Lord, singing thanksgiving is in our hearts to you. Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. God, if there's a prayer upon my heart today, it's, Lord, make us more tender. God, help us to receive the things and receive the things so deep into our lives. God, sow them in us. Lord, allow us to be willing today. Open our hearts fully, Lord, today. God, don't let there be any indifference in this place this morning. Lord, let us lay these weights, these things that so easily beset us, our lack of faith, and look fully to you and your wonderful grace and your love and your truth. Lord, have your way. Lord, let your Spirit just reign today. Anoint your people. Lord, speak your word and your truth. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles with me, we're going to the book of Acts this morning. In chapter 1, we'll begin reading from the fourth verse. That's Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And this is Jesus speaking. And he says, "And being assembled together with them, he commanded that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel, or to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." Now, brothers and sisters, this is such an awesome moment, and so grateful to God, an awesome moment that was about to change everything, that they would be filled with the Holy Ghost. The enabling, the power of His might, the power into the better thing for us was just moments away from being poured out on man. The Holy Ghost, whom Jesus Christ had spoken so intimately about in John chapter 14 and 16, He said, "The Spirit of truth, the Comforter, the one who is with the disciples and shall be in you." Praise be to God. The one whom Jesus said, "I have many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth." The Spirit of truth, the Comforter, He will glorify me. Isn't that wonderful? That's how you know if it's the Spirit of truth. He will glorify me. "For He shall receive of mine and show it unto you." And I'm telling you, you talk about the change, praise be to God, the change. We talk a lot about change today. This is the change. This was the power of His might that would come and change all those who will from glory to glory into the very image of Jesus Christ. You need the Holy Spirit, praise God. And not just a one-time experience, praise be to God. You need to be full of the Holy Ghost. Full of the Holy Ghost, brothers and sisters. And what the Lord so impressed upon me this morning, so many things in this wonderful passage, but is the one requirement for these brothers. Go back there to verse 4. The one requirement, the one command of the Lord, the only place that they would receive this gift. "Do not depart from Jerusalem." See, read it there. "And being assembled together, they were with them, commanding them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father." He was serious about this upper room in Jerusalem, brothers and sisters. The Word of God is always serious. It was the place. They weren't going to get it anywhere else. It was the place that they had to go, and everything was going to happen there. And He said, "Wait there." A lot of times we go to a place the Lord wants us to go, but we don't stay there very long, do we? "I don't see nothing. Must not be here." He said by faith, didn't he? By faith. Moses thought he was ready to deliver a people, didn't he? God said, oh yeah, son, you're ready. You're ready to go tend some goats on the backside of a desert for 40 years. Okay? God still had it in mind. God was still faithful to His word. He was absolutely guaranteeing He was going to fulfill that promise. But it was going to be on His time. It was going to be on His moment. And praise be to God, with these brothers and sisters in Christ, He said, it's going to be at Jerusalem. It's all going to happen there. I want you to wait there. I want you to wait there. And you're going to receive the promise of the Father. And brothers and sisters, I'm here to proclaim that that command has never changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And this morning, the requirement for those brothers, the one command, the only place that they would receive this wonderful, wonderful gift is coming to us. If we want to receive this, if we desire to be full and overflowing with the Holy Ghost, if we desire to live the power of His might, if we truly desire to run and to finish with a crown of righteousness, don't depart from Jerusalem. And I know you're thinking, well, what does that mean to me? Well, I'm going to tell you what Jerusalem meant to them and means to you. It's the place of peace. And it's not just the place of peace, it's the place of the double portion of peace. That's what Jerusalem means. It means double peace. Now, I know people would look at me today, just as they looked at them at that time. Jerusalem? Peace? Come on now. Jerusalem, peace? You talk about a scary place. You talk about a place that's absolutely filled and sown with danger. Hey man, they just crucified our Lord there. You! And that's where you want us to go back to. That's where you want us to stay. That's where you want us to wait there. But you see, brothers and sisters, right there it should tell you, that's the Lord. It's got His fingerprints all over it, doesn't it? He chooses the way out of the no way. This is the God of impossible, brothers and sisters. It's so wonderful. He always brings the promise through the impossible. He chooses the dead womb of a Sarah to bring forth the promise of His Isaac. Amen. And He does. Listen to this. The way out of the no way. Because I know every one of us are in the no way today. There's something there. But He's going to bring the way. Because He is the way, the truth, and the life. He does make the way of escape. It's already done. Because He's it. It is finished. It's complete. In me, it's complete victory. Praise be to God. Now, brothers and sisters, He also chooses a virgin that had not known a man to bring forth the I Am. Huh? Come on. He chose you to be a vessel prepared afore unto glory. He chose you, that earthen vessel, to have the treasures and the full inheritance of God reside. You talk about impossibilities. You talk about a way out of a no way. And here you are maybe despairing for somebody else in your life. Here you are despairing about a situation. When you know a miracle of miracles set you in this pew today, you know it had to be an absolute divine path. That it wasn't by birth, it wasn't by economic, it wasn't by anything else, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. He does direct. He is that light and path unto your feet. And brothers and sisters, He does care for you. He so cares for you. And there's a quietness going on. I've sensed it a little bit. The Lord is wooing at this time again. There's a groaning going on. We've come through different periods of the groaning. I love it. Sometimes we're on the mountaintop and we're screaming, oh, thank you, Jesus. It's wonderful. And then there's the groaning, the pressing. That Mount of Olives, let me tell you something. You're going to go with Him? Praise be to God. He wants you to go with Him. He said, if you'll suffer with me, you'll reign with me. But if you deny the suffering, I'm going to deny you the right to reign. Oh, you'll have a good time. But honeys, I don't you want you just to behold the glory. I want you to stand there and I want to show forth my glory in you. Now, that happens right now. A lot of us don't understand that, but it really does happen that way right now. But see, this is His way. This is God we're talking about here, brothers and sisters. And you know what He says matters? And what He says is, I'm going to show you it's got to be me. And in order for it to be me, I got to place you in the place of impossible. I've got to show, believe it or not, that you can do it by my strength. Do you get that? See, that's how precious this is. He takes this weakened thing. He takes this thing that's so despised, that's so lowly, and He shows it's by my strength. Praise God. I'm going to show that you can. See, oftentimes we get to saying, oh, we can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. Yes, you can. I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. See, and I don't care what you say. Yes, I will be that much in your face right now. I don't care what you say. I really don't care what I say. I care what the Word of God says. And He says, I can do all things. Not some, not most, not any. All. All things. Who are you going to believe? Come on now. God, help us to be quick to believe. But that's why God's telling us, don't depart from Jerusalem. Don't depart from that place of peace. See, Jerusalem, brothers and sisters, isn't just a place. It's a state of heart. See, I didn't think we were all going to gather up today, get in a plane, and go to Jerusalem. Mm-mm. It's a state of heart. I'm the peace which passes all understanding. I'm going to give you peace, and the peace that I leave with you isn't how the world gives stuff. I'm going to give you my peace, my very own. See, I gave you my life. I just want you to someday really completely understand that. When I gave you my life, I gave you everything. I gave you my love. I gave you my rest. I gave you my peace. I gave you my power. I gave you everything. Huh? Praise be to God. He's never changed. Christ lives in you. If you know Jesus Christ, Christ lives in you. And this stuff of I can't, and this stuff truly of I won't, I can. And praise God, He will. And He willeth to do. Praise God, His good pleasure in us. And I praise God and ask Him daily, Lord, will and to do of Your good pleasure in my life. Amen. Amen. That's what makes the goodness happen. That's the peace that comes. But brothers and sisters, this state of heart is Romans 15:13. It says, God fills us with all joy and all peace. I'm going to quote it that way. All joy and all peace in what? In believing. In believing. Believing the Word of God brings peace to your life. No duh. Not believing the Word of God for your life, what does it do? It's the complete opposite. It's not peace, and you won't find it. You can try to find it. You can try to find comfort in lots of different things. And that's exactly what this world's counterfeit tries to do to every single one of us. And you find out all it's done is robbed you of time, didn't it? And let me tell you something. Time is so precious because your life is but a vapor. And you don't know how many breaths you got left, but every breath you got, I encourage you, praise the Lord. Give Him thanks. Let Him build up. Read about your future. Rejoice in your eternal inheritance. Don't get caught up with the robbery that will happen here. Brothers and sisters, really, truly, please believe the Word of God. Don't believe me. Believe His Word. He said, in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness to me, to you. It's real. It's true. You know you wouldn't be here this morning if you didn't believe there is a God. You wouldn't believe here this morning, be here this morning if you didn't believe that God has a Son and His name's Jesus and He died on the cross for you. Now why won't you believe all the Word of God? God, help my unbelief. That's the sin that so easily besets us, is our unbelief. And I'm here to profess and to proclaim God wants us to have all joy. And all peace. Not some, not parts, Not a here and there. Not a good ride and then a crash. He said all joy and all peace in believing. See, brothers and sisters, whether we're tarrying to receive the Holy Spirit, and I know there's quite a few in this church that are at this time, praise the Lord. Or whether the Lord is convicting your heart that now it's time to live a life of full of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise His name. We must put off the deceitful lusts. Yeah. See, when you hear that word, deceitful lusts, you know, people start thinking, oh, that's really icky. This, it's all icky. But it's not as severe as you think. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. See, we try to categorize, don't we? We try to say, oh, that's a big one. But this is the little one. I play at the little ones here. And if I avoid the big one, I'm okay. And do you see, and I'm all the way over here. And over on this side is the light. I've just been messing around with stuff that doesn't concern me. It's not who I am in Christ. It's the lie. And that's the deceitful lust. Deceitful is just the lies. But brothers and sisters, we must put off the deceitful lust of the old man and embrace the peace in believing God. See, if we're determined, brothers and sisters, and I'm telling you, what happens to Christians is we get determined to continue in the lies of the enemies or the enemy. We'll never go to the place of peace. You won't. If you're going to mess with the enemy, can I tell you something? He's the God of chaos. And chaos is completely opposite of peace. Do you understand that? So if I'm going to continue in the chaos, I'm not yielding God to the peace that you want me to have. And brothers and sisters, if you will go to that place of peace and you'll be willing to go to that place of peace, it's a double portion. God gives us a double portion. He's a God of double portion. He really is. God, contain me right now. I don't want to scare you. You're kind of quiet today. Maybe you need a good yell or two. But if you'll go to that place of peace, that double portion, it's the place where you'll be so still, a place that you won't move, that He'll fill you with every drop of His Spirit. It's so wonderful. You talk about a full wineskin. You talk about growing, glowing, and increasing. You talk about steps that'll be enlarged for you. That you won't be confused. You won't go around not knowing. Again, I'm not saying that you'll go around feeling. You'll go around knowing to count it. Count it, brothers and sisters. Count it. Hallelujah. This is His way. This is His place. Brothers and sisters, it really makes me sound kind of stupid in a way. When the Lord deals with my heart about this, and I'll bring all of us into it, it makes us all sound a little bit stupid. Okay, Lord, let me get this straight. You mean if I leave all these things behind, all these lies and resentments, all these prideful thoughts that just keep messing with my mind, and just believe You, You'll bring me all peace? Do you see Him standing there? And just pleading, yes, yes. Did the light go on, honey? Yes. It's all Yours. Yes. But brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, it just is amazing that, well, I better stop. By God's grace, what it is it's hard to go there. It is. Come on now. It takes a lot of courage. It really does. See, remember, brothers and sisters, the place of the double portion of peace is right back into the place where they just crucified Jesus. The place of the double portion of peace can be a place that it is. It's unknown in a lot of ways to us. And when He's talking about coming out of this that's been gripping our lives and has been confusing us for so long, or a place that has been giving us fear. Because, see, perfect love casts out all fear. And what He's trying to say to these brothers and sisters here is, lovest thou Me more than these? Do you really believe in My love? Do you believe in My love for you? I'm going to tell you something. If you do, it'll cast out all fear. It'll be just like that peace that comes in like a mighty river and just floods your home. and begin to cause you to cry out to Him. It is well. It's all good. Thanks be to God. Lord, You are perfecting that which concerns my life. But brothers and sisters, He was calling them back into the place of double peace where they had just crucified the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then He tells them, wait for something that they really never knew anything about, that no one had ever experienced before. And all I could say as He was revealing this to me is I said, well, Lord, that sounded a lot like my life. I've been there. I know that, Lord. And I thought, wow, Lord, there's been things in my life I've lived with this dysfunction for so long. So long that peace is a place that I never experienced. Come on. I'll put it this way. The devil messes with us so bad that we actually become comfortable with dysfunction. That it's an uneasy feeling, even awkward, to walk away from a sin that's been reigning in our lives for many years. Isn't it just crazy? It is, isn't it? That's the power of this enemy. That's why without Christ, without the whole armor of God, we're done. The thing that I think grieves me more than anything is the people of God living in chaos. There isn't anything that hurts my heart more. There isn't anything harder about this job. There isn't. It's a privilege. I don't mean to lessen it as a job, but it's where the Lord has me. Come out from it. Come out from it. You don't need to be there. You don't. Seek that peace. It's there. God help us. You see what I'm saying? Every one of us knows this. Everybody here today has that battle in their life. There's something pulling at you. I don't know what it is, but I know who does. God does. Sometimes we're not even necessarily really aware of it. Because again, it's become so ingrained in us. We think it's, well, that's normal. That's kind of who I am. And I'm here to tell you, no, it's not. I'm here to tell you that Christ in you is the hope of glory. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus is there. And let Him reign. Let Him reign. Let Him take the reins of your heart. See, David had to pray for that. He's a man that knew the Lord was after him from day one. His daddy had to come to him and say, honey, the Lord brought up all your brothers, but He chose you. He circled you out. He marked you. He's called you. He's chosen you. And brothers and sisters, it's personal to me. Let it be personal to you. Do you realize what He's called and chosen you today to? The greatest calling there could ever be. To marry His Son. Don't get complacent about it. Don't put it off. Don't let the things and the cares of this life turn you from it. Seek that peace. Seek that rest. My goodness. Seize the courage that God is giving us to really want His best. He wants you to want His best. He's bringing it to you fully every day. It's grace. It's got to be there. If you're relying on yourself to get some kind of feeling every morning to run for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, forget it. It's going to be gone, isn't it? I can testify of that because I've relied on my strength before. And I know if the Lord gives me breath, I'm going to fight that good fight of faith to not rely on my strength tomorrow or the next day or whenever the day that He gives me. Because naturally speaking, brothers and sisters, I don't care how shy or submissive you think you are. You've got a nature in you that wants to take the reins. You've got a nature in you, and I don't care what you think you are, that wants to get in the way. But there's a spirit that's greater than any of us that says, by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now see, that's what I'm counting on today. And that's a spirit of grace upon grace upon grace upon grace. Praise God. Now, I can't say hallelujah because the double portion is written all over the Word of God, isn't it? Are we paying attention? Have we been listening to the things that God has been bringing to us over these years? And really in a condensed fashion, I think maybe over the past 12, 24 months, I don't know, 24 hours. Whatever He's been bringing it, I'll just praise the Lord. But it's a double portion. He loves you that much that yes, He favored a Moses and He favored an Aaron and He favored a Ruth and He favored a David. But I'm telling you, man, He had some great favor on you. A double portion favor. And I'm just rejoicing in it. A couple weeks back, we rejoiced in 5 years ago. The Lord had great grace upon us as a meeting, as a congregation, to go pick up a mantle of double portion and strike the water. Strike it. And I see it parting again today. Isn't it wonderful? See, it's real. He's dealing. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to be jumping on our pews all the time. It's by Him. It's how He does it. And praise God, sometimes it's the greatest still voice that gets my attention. Oh, I love when the trumpets are blasting. But I love when He whispers to me, son, I got something to say. Son, I want to tell you I love you. Brothers and sisters, He's pressing us this morning to stir up a double gift, a double portion gift. To give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For how shall we escape? How shall we escape? Now, that word escape, it means to take flight. I guess the Lord just kind of gave me a special little gift. I always loved to fly. I did. I have to fly with some fake wings right now on this earth. But hallelujah. He's building some wings. Praise God. He's preparing some wings. I'm understanding. As Brother Hill used to say, oh, I'm starting to feel them flutter. Well, let me tell you something. I'm starting to feel many pairs fluttering. Amen. It's a glorious time. But how shall we escape? How shall we be ready for the first trump, that flight out of here, if we neglect so great salvation? Come on now. Brothers and sisters, peace with God came the very moment that we took Him as Savior. Absolutely. But we live in a time of the double portion of the peace of God. Do you see? Do you see what He's bringing to you? We live in the time of the double portion of His truth. The time of the double portion of His love. Heirs of God. Oh yes. And I'm so thankful I'm an heir. But now joint heirs. Joint heirs. If we'll suffer together with Him. Sons of God, praise His name. But now as a precious brother, encourage my heart so. But now we live in the time of a double portion. Praise God, I can be a daughter-in-law. Amen. Let me tell you something. That double portion wasn't given back then. Do you know that? He's searching. He's seeking. He's looking. And that goodly pearl, let me tell you something, is the Father's double portion. The bride, the Lamb's wife. I told you before, and I'm thankful to God. I knew it for myself. She's my wife. But I know how much it comforted my dad when I married my wife, the one thing was, is that she loved his son. I could see him delight in her because she loved his son. Do you realize that's all he's offering you today? That's everything he wants from you today. Just love my son. Just love my son. That's what pleases me. Nothing could, again, thrill me anymore. The Father's saying, just love my son. The double portion of peace, brothers and sisters, in believing, is waiting for each and every one of us. But the question is, will you go? Will you seek it? Do you desire it? Will you go? Crazy question. But I'm going to tell you something. It's only in Jerusalem. It's only in the place where they just crucified your Lord. It's only in the place where they seek out to destroy you, to kill you. He's placed us in a precious time, hasn't he? Hallelujah. I live in a time of fear in this world, maybe like none other time before. Coming a time when they're going to seek out those who profess his name. And hallelujah, out of this time is going to come a people for his name's sake. Get yourself and stay and dwell in Jerusalem, the place of the double portion of peace, because it's the place where you will be filled with all the fullness of God. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for this time. We're grateful. Lord, thank you for dealing with us. Lord, thank you for your patience. Thank you for the people that would come today to worship you. Lord, most importantly, thank you for the love of God. Lord, grow us up into all things in your Son. Help us to be pleasing to you as we go this day. Let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again, we say rejoice. We give you the praise, thanks, glory, and honor in the name of Jesus. Amen.